This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Election Commission has said that polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry and the by-elections in four assembly constituencies in three states remain by and large peaceful, barring few incidents. Assam and Puducherry record the highest ever poll participation yesterday. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.87% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Kerala, 78.03% poll participation was recorded. In by-polls, Bagalkot Assembly seat in Karnataka registered 68.7% voter turnout, while Devanagari South witnessed a turnout at 68.55%. The Koridang Assembly constituency in Nagaland recorded the turnout of 82.21%, and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura recorded the turnout of over 80%. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Suri yesterday, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday asserted that a party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voters' list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Mina Khan in support of candidate Usharani Mandal, the Chief Minister claimed that the names of people from all the religions and communities were removed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the partnership between India and Mauritius has witnessed remarkable and substantive progress in the span of just over a year. In a statement to media after meeting Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Ramagulam yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar said that they had wide-ranging discussions on various facets of the bilateral relationship. These encompass maritime cooperation, development partnership, health education, capacity building, and people-to-people ties. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a 32-hour ceasefire in Ukraine over the Orthodox Easter weekend. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky proposed for a pause in some of the hostilities to observe the holiday. Putin's decree, released by the Kremlin, ordered Russian forces to observe a ceasefire starting Saturday and lasting until the end of Sunday. There was no immediate reaction from Kyiv to Putin's announcement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he instructed his cabinet to begin direct negotiations with Lebanon as soon as possible. Netanyahu also said that there is no ceasefire in Lebanon. In a video statement, he said Israel will keep striking Hezbollah until security is restored in northern Israel. Earlier, the Israeli military issued evacuation orders for parts of Beirut. Meanwhile, Lebanon's health ministry said that the death has risen to 303 in Israeli strikes yesterday. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it has killed Ali Yusuf Hershey, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassin, in Beirut. Hershey was also the nephew of the Hezbollah chief who heads the Lebanese group, backed by Iran. The development comes a day after the U.S. and Iran announced a two-week ceasefire agreement. IDF Chief of the General Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, said that the Israel will continue to strike Hezbollah and use every operational opportunity. Iran has sharply criticized Israel's strike on Lebanon, warning they could undermine ongoing negotiations. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing 182 for victory, Lucknow reached a target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Mukul Chaudhary was adjudged the player of the match. Earlier, put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 181 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Barsapa Stadium in Guwahati today and will begin at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.